KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 73 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Well, Iowa delegates to the Republican National Convention didn't make it to the opening of the convention Tuesday afternoon. Iowa delegates, alternate delegates, and Iowans who have guest passes gathered at noon at their hotel on Treasure Island, Florida, to be bused to downtown Tampa. But the bus was 50 minutes late. Atlantic attorney Dave Wiederstein, an alternate delegate, was among those who was not happy about the situation.
We are helpless when it comes to stuff like this. We could wake up at 5 in the morning and be ready to go, but we have to go on their bus for security reasons, and they're in charge of that. Makes you a little bit worried about the security of the United States if these are the same people that are in charge of the security of the president that let this kind of thing happen.
Alternate delegate John Bowery of Shenandoah is an emergency room doctor.
People would die if that's how I ran my ER. No, I'm really disappointed, and I'm verging on angry now, you know, because this is our entire state delegation, not just the alternates. I mean, they can do without me. They can't do without the delegates here. They need to be there, and this is the most crucial vote of the week.
Since most of the delegates were Ron Paul supporters and intended to vote for Ron Paul instead of Mitt Romney, the group started speculating that there was a plot to keep them away from the convention.
We being there late is not good enough. We need to be there to represent our viewpoints.
A series of rules changes were being decided upon by the delegates Tuesday afternoon. Kim Lehman, Iowa's Republican National Committee woman, argues the changes would endanger Iowa's caucuses and allow presidential candidates of the future to dictate which delegates get to attend future national conventions.
We want to protect Iowa first in the nation. We want to protect delegates to be able to be delegates to the convention from the grassroots level, not from the top down.
The majority of Iowa delegates are attending their first ever national convention, and Lehman urged them to be attentive. The start of the convention was delayed by a day. The convention's opening business session started at 1 o'clock Iowa time on Tuesday. KJAN News time is 8:07.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Atlantic Police Department reports 55-year-old Terry Calhoun of Atlantic was arrested Monday. Calhoun was taken into custody on charges of serious assault and disorderly conduct following an incident that took place Monday evening. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Officials in Council Bluffs said Tuesday that a peak water alert issued by the Council Bluffs Water Works on July the 24th for the Council Bluffs area has been canceled, and a voluntary water conservation request will be lifted effective September 1st for all customers served by the Council Bluffs Water Works. Water demand has tapered off in recent weeks with cooler temperatures and recent rain events to the point that voluntary water conservation is no longer necessary. The peak water alert was issued in July due to excessive temperatures, the heat wave, and very dry conditions. Council Bluffs Water Works customers set records on July the 18th and 19th for consumption of water. July was an all-time record month. Doug Drummy, general manager of the Council Bluffs Water Works, said their customers responded to the voluntary water conservation request, and they were able to meet all their customers' water needs through the unusually hot and dry period. And he said the Board of Water Works trustees appreciates the support and thanks their customers and the community for their efforts in reducing water use. Shelby County Emergency Management Agency officials report the Orange Road Bridge just north of the Ron Mosher residence at 1234 Orange Road, the Center Township, Sections 3 and 4, will be closed effective today. The road will remain closed for about 6 to 8 weeks so that a large pipe can be installed, which will replace the bridge. The affected bridge crosses the West Nishnabotna River. Emergency crews and others who would normally traverse Orange Road and the affected bridge are asked to plan alternate routes to respond to emergencies in the area. If you have any questions, you can call the Shelby County Engineer at 755-5954. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, authorities in Plaquemines Parish near New Orleans believe some people may be trapped as Hurricane Isaac pounds the Gulf Coast. Water has gone over a levee and power is out to more than 250,000 homes and businesses in and around New Orleans. The storm has flooded beachfront roads in Louisiana and Mississippi. Hurricane Isaac is testing New Orleans' new levee system exactly 7 years to the day that since Hurricane Katrina devastated the city. President Pamela Young has been riding out the storm in the lower Ninth Ward, which still hasn't completely recovered from Katrina. She's in a new house, but says if water comes up, she'll just go upstairs. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the voice of the United States in world affairs has been muted under President Barack Obama, creating a chaotic and dangerous security environment. Rice told the CBS This Morning program that Republican Mitt Romney would not be afraid to lead from the front. Rice speaks again tonight at the Republican National Convention. Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan addresses the GOP convention tonight. Romney campaign is looking for him to focus more on his immigrant family and small-town values than on policy. The hope is that Ryan will relate tonight to working-class voters. And the U.S. economy grew at a 1.7% annual rate in the April to June quarter, boosted by slightly stronger consumer spending and greater imports. The Commerce Department says growth was slightly better than its initial estimate of 1.5%. Still, growth below 2% is not enough to lower the unemployment rate. Economists expect a little better growth in the second half of the year. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And in the funeral announcements this morning, Larry Tarks, age 48, of Avoca, died Thursday. A funeral service for Larry Tarks will be held today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marie Wolfe, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Marie Wolfe will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Gladys Nyrup, age 101, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Gladys Nyrup will be today at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Specht Christopher, age 68, of Anita, died Saturday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Jackie Christopher will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Roberta Birdie Marie Reef, age 62, of Griswold, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Roberta Reef will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Louis Bell, age 83, of Manila, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Louis Bell will be Friday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Ron Kniep, age 73, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice in Creston. Funeral services for Ron Kniep will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Albert Ehrenfried, age 99, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Albert Ehrenfried will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Donna Ball, age 63, of Harlan, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Donna Ball will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Milford Mick Pardee, age 89, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Mick Pardee will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Winifred Rudin, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Private Family Services for Winifred Rudin will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.